Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. Got a lot to talk about. Of course, you know we have rules of engagement on these programs, on the weekday program and the weekend program. So chop, chop, you got to follow the rules. If you want to send me a comment, ask me a question, it's real easy to do. Use your message app. Whatever message app you use doesn't make any difference. The number is 33103. 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. You can tell me anything or ask me anything. And then if you want to engage with me outside the program, the best way to do that is on X, formerly Twitter. Go follow me there, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. I want to start out with a couple of short stories that will lead into some of the longer stories later in the program. But my friend John Solomon, who is the editor, publisher, and owner of Just the News website, broke a huge story yesterday that is not getting, in fact, there's two stories I want to talk about that I don't think are getting nearly enough attention. And these are the two short stories that I want to start the program out with. Just as, you know, Trump likes to brag that, you know, well, I've been right about everything. Well, he was proven right yet again late Thursday evening about the FBI's participation in the January 6th insurrection. You know, the riot. The mostly peaceful insurrection. I don't even like to call it a riot anymore. At first, the label was an insurrection because the cabal wanted you to believe that somehow they were about to topple the United States government. Really? If you're about to topple the United States government, don't you call in the National Guard? Don't you start, you know, scrambling jets from every Air Force base possible? Don't you send in regular troops? I mean, if it's an insurrection, then by golly, it's an insurrection. No one. By the way, insurrection is a violation of federal law. Yes. Name me every individual who was charged with insurrection from any and all activities on January 6th. That's right, not one single person. So we don't call it, or at least I refuse to refer to it as the January 6th insurrection. Then we kind of said, well, we didn't say, but the cabal started using the January 6th riot. And while there was some violence on January 6th, however, the only individual who was actually murdered was a member of the military, a civilian, who was there protesting, who was shot by a security officer out of Nancy Pelosi's office, a captain on the U.S. Capitol Police Force. And there were some people outside that, you know, broke through barricades and, you know, threw some of the barricades and got into some fisticuffs with some, you know, some cops and blah, blah, blah. But that was the minority. Because we always forget about all of the peaceful protesters that were in the, it would be the Northeast parking lot, where Alex Jones and Allah Akbar, the a guy that worked in the Bush administration, I knew quite well, had a permit for a protest of the Electoral College. And that's where most of the people were headed, was to that Northeast parking lot. Then we had all of the people that were invited into the Capitol. And you've seen the video. And if you watch the hours and the hours and hours of video of January 6th, you'll realize that most people were there going in because, well, the Capitol Police were holding the doors open. And they would stroll in through one of the, either the north or south entryways. They might even come in through the east Capitol steps. And they would walk through and they would take photographs. Like a tourist. Take a photograph. And they would wander around the rotunda. Yes, some broke into some office doors. And of course, you know, the Viking guy, I think he may be the one that's, you see, this, because it's so immaterial, I don't remember it, I don't care. He may be the one that stole the lectern out of Nancy Pelosi's office. And then there were some who took some papers off some of the senators, or I'm sorry, the House desks, and walked off with some of those papers. Okay, well, that's vandalism, and they should have been charged with vandalism. And for those others, other than the ones who may have been shown on video, actually engaged in pushing and shoving with cops, who should have been charged with assault and battery, but they should have been allowed out on bond, a minor bond, in my opinion. Assault and battery is a serious crime. Don't get me wrong. It's a serious crime. But nobody was trying to kill anybody. It was fisticuffs. They were pushing and shoving and, you know, maybe throwing a few punches or whatever. But for someone without any criminal record whatsoever, in any other circumstances, would probably be charged with, you know, first or second degree assault and battery. They would get a bail of, I don't know, let's just pick a number out of about $50,000. So they would have to pay, you know, $5,000, 10% in order to get out. And then they would be entitled to stay out on bail, go back to their home state, and then return to D.C. for their trial when their trial occurred. But, that, you know, no, instead we threw them into the hellhole that is the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department jail. It's like a third world country there. And we held them for months, years, and some, you know, never got a trial until they got pardoned. And even then, they never had a trial. So I hesitate to even call it a riot. So the protest of January 6th, we now know what we've known for a long time that was in fact true, but had to wait until the illegitimate Biden presidency got safely tucked to bed before we got the full truth about what was going on. Naturally, the story is being ignored by the cabal. But just the news has all the details in a story that they filed late on Thursday. And I want to walk through the story. Here's the headline. 274. That's quite a few people. 274 agents sent to Capitol for J6. Many later complained they were political pawns. Oh, so the FBI secretly deployed more than 250 plainclothes agents to the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th protest, an operation that turned out to be so disorganized that it just unleashed searing frustrations among many in the rank and file of the FBI because they were so upset because the FBI had, according to the story, lost its core competence to wokeness and was not only allowing but encouraging employees to become pawns in a political war, according to an after-action report kept from you and me and out of view from you and me for more than 4 years by the Biden administration. Scores of FBI agents, many from the Bureau's premier Washington field office, probably the most professional field office. Now, they're all great, but that's the one And obviously why? Because, well, the Washington Field Office encompasses, obviously, the National Mall, the District of Columbia, parts of Virginia, the seat of the U.S. government. And in response to this using of these agents, we got complaints to the after-action team that get detailed in just the news. What did they say? I'll tell you coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow us on the podcast. Go subscribe to the podcast right now. It's called The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit subscribe, leave a 5-star review. That will download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So if you like what we do on the weekend, you'll enjoy that podcast. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The left is rewriting history and indoctrinating America's kids, but PragerU is fighting back, teaching millions of young people the truth about freedom, values, and America's greatness. And they do it for free without taking a dime in government money. PragerU needs people like you to stand and fight with them through your support. Right now, your donation goes 3 times as far. That's right. Every dollar you give right now will be triple matched. Join the fight. Go to PragerU.com/radio today. That's PragerU.com/radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Goldleaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. We're talking about this report. You can go read the report. I don't think you have to have a subscription to Just the News. I think you can read it with ads. But John Solomon does really great work at Just the News. And I got to know John Solomon when he was working for the Associated Press. And he may have actually been the Washington Bureau Chief for the AP at the time that I got to know him back when I was the Undersecretary. And he was just always one of those reporters that I was always willing to sit down and talk to because I knew that I could either just say, hey, listen, this is off the regular background. And he would respect that. And sometimes he might call, hey, help me understand why Homeland Security is doing X, Y, Z. And I would do it. And again, do it off the record. And then he would go find and confirm what I said so he could find quotes. He was just one of those solid guys that you knew, yeah, you're a journalist, you're a reporter, but you truly do seem to try to keep your politics out of all of it. Well, I think he got fed, I'm just speculating here, that he got fed up with kind of the whole crap going on with the media. And so he left several years ago and started Just the News. I get no commission for this, but if you want to read something that's, you know, a lot better than the Drudge Report, for example, then Just the News is not an aggregator like the Drudge Report. It's an actual news site. And you can subscribe to it, which I think gets you a little additional content and, you know, makes it somewhat ad free for you. At least you don't have to wait for an ad to read news or watch videos. JustTheNews.com. He writes in this story, the most persistent complaint from these field agents, the 274 that were assigned to the January 6th protest. So think about this. You pull 275 agents out of that scenario. Do you think you still have pushing and shoving? Yeah, I think a reasonable person could conclude that there were some people there who were clearly there to cause trouble. But of course, now knowing that there were 275 FBI agents, plainclothes people, in that crowd, how many of them were agents provocateur? How many? Half of them? A third of them? All of them? I don't know. But he writes, the most persistent complaint was that the FBI during the James Comey and Chris Wray era had become infected with political biases and liberal ideology that treated the protesters from the summer of 2020 Black Lives Matter riots, and those were riots, we saw the burning buildings, treated them far differently than those arrested in the aftermath of the January 6th episode. One employee wrote in a stinging review, quote, the FBI should make clear to its personnel and the public that, despite its obvious political bias, it ultimately still takes its mission and priorities seriously. It should equally and aggressively investigate criminal activity, regardless of the offender's perceived race, political affiliations, or motivations, and it should equally and aggressively protect all Americans, regardless of perceived race, political affiliations, or motivations. That same FBI agent urged FBI leaders to, quote, identify viable exit options for FBI personnel who no longer feel it is legally or morally acceptable to support a federal law enforcement and intelligence agency motivated by political bias. One agent went on to suggest that the problem extended beyond the Washington field office to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., indicating that at least some people believe there was a more widespread problem with political bias. Well, shazam. This is just confirmation of what you and I have known in our hearts and souls to be true is just now verified. One agent wrote, currently the U.S. Attorney's Office is dictating what it is that gets investigated. This is a dangerous precedent because we can barely get them to prosecute investigations that clearly meet thresholds needed for federal prosecutions. However, their willingness to conduct a search warrant on someone's life for a misdemeanor seems ridiculous it is unreasonable for the FBI to conduct investigations involving misdemeanor violations at a federal level. That is not our role. But you remember that Christopher Wray and James Comey both said to the effect, we will go to the ends of the earth to find these people. We will take as long as it takes. We will use as much resources as needed. We will do whatever it is to find everybody that we can identify through facial recognition or other mechanisms to identify everybody on the Capitol grounds that day, and we will go find them and knock on their door and drag them out and throw them in jail and charge them with something. One thing that's occurring that I just want to take time out, I want you to think about this. We're in the middle of a great upheaval. A great upheaval where the truth is being revealed to us. And naturally, when the dark corners of our society, like cockroaches, get light shined on them, they scurry into hiding. And like other animals that get cornered, they lash out. And I think that's what's happening, is you're seeing the cabal and all of the members of the cabal beginning to lash out because they're being exposed. And this is going to be a great battle, and we have to be ready for it. The story continues, added another, I wish you all would pay more attention to our safety than what type of masks we wear. Remember, this is 2021. If you're going to deploy us to a riot situation, then give us the proper damn safety equipment, helmet, face shield, protective clothing, and training. So this report is 50 pages in all. It was located by Kash Patel, the current FBI director, and his team as they start trying to dig through to find all of the documentation, all the evidence they can of the politicization of the FBI. And, of course, they're turning over these documents to the House Judiciary Committee and the Special Subcommittee investigating all of the security failures and the weaponization of law enforcement during the January 6th protest. This is what Nancy Pelosi's J6 committee, this is what this committee was formed to try to cover up. The Biden presidency did everything they could for 4 years to hide this from you and me. And to hide it from members of Congress. The Democrats rigged their 2020 nomination for Biden, not despite the fact that he was already senile, but because of the fact that he was senile. Because that made him easier to manipulate, easier to control than any person who still had their faculties in place, with maybe the exception of Kamala Harris. The entire 4-year Biden presidency, we're now learning, was nothing more than an endless succession of hoaxes and scams perpetrated with the knowing and willing complicity of the media portion of the cabal to keep you and me in the dark. If you don't understand that reality, then you might be brain dead. So touche to Kash Patel and his team, and touche to John Solomon for reporting this. And shame on every other news outlet that's trying to ignore it. Go read the story, justthenews.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
You know, this NFL season, every moment counts, and with TCL, every moment looks better. It's the ultimate season to score, powered by TCL, the official TV partner of the NFL. Picture kickoff on a 75-inch TCL QD Mini LED TV. Brightness, color, motion, unreal. Movies, gaming, everything looks incredible. Right now, save up to 50% on select QD Mini LED models. Shop the deals at TCL.com and find them at all major retailers. Don't just watch the game, own it. TCL, the ultimate season to score.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do during the weekend, I would encourage you on your iHeart app to listen to me on weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on a station in Denver, 630 KHOW. So if you'll go set a preset on your iHeart app to station 630 KHOW in Denver, then you can listen to me live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, because what we do during the weekday is pretty much what we do on the weekend. The other story, so I just told you about the Just the News article about 275 FBI agents, plain clothes, airdropped in, well, not literally airdropped, but dropped into the J6 protests. Gee, I wonder what they were doing. And why does it take 4 years and a new administration for us to find out what we presume to be true? And that was that, oh, they were in that group. And how much were they actually provoking some of the riot and some of the mischief? And then think about Ray Epps. You know, Ray Epps gets, I think he got convicted of a misdemeanor. Ray Epps was the guy that you see, you know, go in the building. You know, he's shouting out. And then once they go in the building, then he tries to escape real quickly. Obviously an agent provocateur in my mind. Well, they finally track him down after public pressure, and they finally arrest him. I think he was in Arizona the entire time, or some, one of the southern states, southwestern states. And so they nab him. They haul his butt back to D.C., and I think it was Judge Boasberg, same judge that was going after Trump, gives him a sentence of basically probation. While others languished in jail for the same charges, he gets probation. Another indication to me that there's some foul play going on. There's some favoritism going on. So that story gets buried. And that story it gets broken open by Just the News. And then I watch to see how much coverage everybody else covers it. And I realize this is why I call the cabal the cabal. There's another story that's not getting the kind of coverage that I think it needs to get. Bill Malusion, Fox News, let me pull up his Twitter account, his X account. I don't see. This was yesterday at 12:55 in the afternoon Eastern time, but I'm not sure where he was when he posted it. So somewhere in the country at 12:55 in the afternoon. It has now received more than 6.6 million views as of this moment. Here's how I would, if I had to give it a headline, here's how I would put it. School district superintendent is illegal alien now detained by ICE. Now just let that sink in. A school superintendent gets hired by a school board and you don't know he's an illegal alien? Or even worse, you do know he's an illegal alien? And then we find out there's a criminal record? Hell's bells, come on, do a background check. So what happened? Well, the headline would be, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested the superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools, an illegal alien with a prior weapons arrest who fled from officers. Some idiot by the name of Dr. Ian Andre Roberts, an illegal alien from Guyana. This is all according to ICE agents and the Iowa State Patrol. Arrested yesterday, Friday, September 26th, in Des Moines, Iowa. Come on. What are we doing here? The arrest of this superintendent took place during a targeted enforcement operation. Now, according to a few different news reports, and according to Bill Malusion, which is my primary source, Roberts reportedly fled in his vehicle when the ICE agents revealed their identity. And that led to a car chase that ended up with the superintendent abandoning his car and hiding in some bushes. Isn't that the kind of person you want overseeing the school that your kids go to? Yes. Oh, is your name Roberts? Yes. Here, let me show you my shield, my badge. My name is, you know, I'm agent, you know, 4695 with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and we're here to arrest you. Oh, let me jump in my car and drive off. Oh, they're catching up with me. Let me jump in the bushes and hide. That's your superintendent, Des Moines. That's your superintendent. He was eventually located and taken into custody with the assistance of an Iowa State Police canine unit. You got to have a dog hunt down your superintendent. Which begs the question, do you know who your school superintendent is? And, you know, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your school superintendent is? He may be hiding in the bushes. During the arrest of the superintendent, they discovered a loaded Glock 19, a fixed-blade hunting knife, and $3,000 in cash in his vehicle. Now, I don't know, but I would think, you know, the lawyer brain in me says, wait a minute, were you always carrying a Glock 19, which is a pretty good gun for a concealed carry? Are you carrying a Glock 19 and a fixed-blade hunting knife and always have $3,000 in cash with you just in case Immigration Enforcement comes to look for you? Do you walk around the school like that? Well, that's prompted an investigation by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Oh, and explosives, I should say. Because federal law prohibits individuals without legal status from possessing firearms or ammo. This guy entered the United States on a student visa in 1999. He had been ordered to be removed from the country in May of last year. Now, I slowly want to repeat that. He came on a student visa in 1999. Obviously, he must have graduated. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he didn't have a degree. Maybe Des Moines doesn't care whether you have a degree or not to be your superintendent. I'm not saying it's necessary. I'm saying maybe they don't care. And then, in May of last year, an immigration court issues a removal order. So this dirtbag from Guyana has received his due process. Now, despite the removal order, he continued to serve as the superintendent of the Des Moines Public Schools without proper work authorization. Hey, Des Moines, I got some questions. Sam Olson, who is the ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, the ERO, as they call them, for the St. Paul Field Office, expressed concern over how Roberts was hired, despite the fact he was an illegal alien, and the fact he had prior weapons charges, emphasizing the importance of federal officers' ongoing efforts to ensure public safety. I don't live in Des Moines. I've been to Des Moines. I used to have relatives that lived in Des Moines, no longer. But because Des Moines is in the United States of America, can I just say to everyone listening in the Des Moines area or that has relatives in the Des Moines area, you need a new school board. You need a new school board. This is absolutely, I mean, I don't know why I'm chuckling. Other than, have you thought about how absurd this story is? Utterly absurd. And yet, nobody seems to care about this story. Fox, according to Bill Malusian, Fox is told that Dr. Roberts, also has a weapons arrest from 2020, though the disposition of that charge or that case is unclear. And we have the mugshot from his prior arrest, compared to what he looks like today. Prior arrest? Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to encounter this guy in a dark alley somewhere. But today he's dressed nicely in a blue suit and white shirt and a nice, really colorful bow tie and some really cool glasses, big smile. I think that's an American flag. It's not an American flag. Oh, I was going to say he was wearing an American flag on his lapel, but when I blow the picture up, it's not. I wonder what that is. And, of course, they've got a copy. The ICE has provided the Fox News with a photo of the Glock 19 in a nice concealed carry holster that was in his car. When are we going to recognize? Once again, going back to the first story about the agents provocateur, the 274 agents from the FBI secretly milling around in the crowd on the J6 protest. And now we've got a guy arrested who is an illegal alien subject to a removal order from an immigration judge who has been found, I shouldn't say found guilty, but was charged with a weapons charge. And nobody wants to talk about this? Are we going to send him back to Guyana? Maybe we should send him to Yemen. And how soon before all the NGOs and all the, you know, immigrant support groups come out and scream, oh, racism and something else. Racism, my butt. Des Moines School Board, you got some splaining to do. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Having four kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food.
We started paying closer attention to the things that mattered most, especially the food we were putting on our table.
We wanted better, safer, healthier, and when we couldn't find it, we took matters into our own hands. We started Good Ranchers.
We partner with local farms and ranches right here in the U.S., families who have been raising livestock the right way for generations. Hardworking men and women who care deeply about the land, their animals, and the quality of the food they produce.
We're proud to bring their legacy to your table. 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood.
And then we make it simple. We deliver it straight to your door.
Because we believe in making it easy for families like ours and yours to enjoy meat you can trust. Food that honors the American farmer. Food that brings people together.
Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year.
GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Fight to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric? With so many sizes available, you'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauch Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at lauchlandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
And his lack of providing funding. Well, that's not the squirrel. That may not be the squirrel, but it is a good squirrel. What the hell is he building there? Sunday 105 writes. I had to do a double take because I thought it was concept art. That thing looks like it is straight out of North Korea. It really looks like a filthy communist dictator concept. Now, with the story about the lack of funding, it makes it sound like the Hotel of Doom in Pyongyang. You probably wouldn't know this, but it's probably been a couple of months ago. The University of Chicago, they have the Institute of Politics on the University of Chicago campus. And they had invited me to come and speak on it seems like it was on a Monday night or a Tuesday night. So I decided to make a little short vacation of it. So, you know, because no place to vacation like Chicago, right? I mean, let's go to the South Side and dodge bullets. So I decided to go in a little early and stay until that evening and do my speech and then leave the next day. So I had a couple of days to, because I hadn't been to Chicago for a while, and, you know, there's great pizza and there's great food and, you know, the Museum of Science and Industry and, you know, Wrigley Field. All, you know, I like Chicago. I hate to admit it, but I like Chicago. Hate Chicago politics, but I like Chicago. The first afternoon that I'm there, I land at O'Hare, grab an Uber, and I head to the campus of the University of Chicago, where there's a hotel right on the edge, and I'm staying there. But as you come down Lakeshore Drive, you kind of get into, I forget the name of the park, but you get into this park area, and I'm approaching, and I'm looking at this building. Now, it's been a few years since I've been to Chicago. Buildings come and go, but I'm looking at this edifice. And I'm thinking, what is that? And I don't say anything to my Uber driver for a little while because I want to get a little closer. You know how you see something in the distance and you think, well, you know, it's going to look different as I get closer. And the closer and closer that I get to this building, the more I think, what the hell is that? Here's what I'm not exaggerating. I thought, and I also thought, why? My biggest question was why? But I thought, why is the city of Chicago building a high-rise jail in this area of town? This is a really nice area of town. It's just a few blocks away from the University of Chicago. There are some wonderful homes, it's wonderful areas, and this is right on, not technically Lakeshore Drive, but it's one of the offshoots of Lakeshore Drive. Now, I say a high-rise jail building because, For example, downtown Oklahoma City has a high-rise jail. But you wouldn't know it was a jail until you look closely and realize that it looks kind of like some of these buildings that you might see in downtown areas that contain nothing but they're high-rise server farms. Or they might be the old, you know, in downtown Denver, there's, I think it's since been torn down, but there was one for Mountain Bell, the old Bell telephone system. And they'll have just little, very narrow windows across the top, you know, not at eye level, but atop near the ceiling. So I'm thinking high-rise jail. And then as I get closer, I realize it really is kind of a dark gray, almost black color, and it's kind of odd shape, so I'm not really sure it's a jail. So we finally get up to it, and as this person describes it, It really does look like it's straight out of North Korea. It looks like a filthy communist dictator concept. And I finally asked the Uber driver, what's that building? And he turns, and he obviously despises Barack Obama, and starts telling me how, oh, that's his. Now, remember, he's not calling it a presidential library. He's not even calling it a presidential library. He's just calling it a presidential center. And I think presidential center and conference center or something. It's going to house all of his papers. But it's not really designed to be a typical presidential library like you might see the LBJ library or the Eisenhower library. It's not designed to be like that. Even the Nixon library or the Reagan library. This is a multi-story, kind of odd-shaped building that is dark black, does not fit into the neighborhood. They've torn down probably thousands of trees for this edifice, and the Uber driver pulls over so I can look at it. And then he just launches into this tirade about how the city of Chicago permitted it. Residents opposed it. Now remember, Chicago's his hometown. It looks like, as this listener describes, it looks like something I would have seen in my earlier travels to the old Soviet Union. It looks like some of the buildings in Russia today, except that rather than just being the cinder block gray, this is almost black, which I find kind of ironic. Almost black. Because you're like, Obama is almost black, you know, because he has a white mother and a black father. But we call him black. And I look at it, and I said, well, so what did the locals do? The locals protested. They did everything. They went to the zoning board. They went to the city council. They went to their county supervisors. They went to everybody. They went to the mayor's office at the time, everybody. But no, they're building it. And it's just like, well, I'll tell you what, it's like a middle finger to Chicago. It's like a middle finger to that neighborhood. It's like a middle finger to the country, which doesn't surprise me. And I think that's an appropriate way to describe it because that's pretty much what Barack Obama, during his 8 years in office, did to the country, just gave us the middle finger. If you have a chance, go on to your, come on, you can do this. I think even some of you, you know, even some of you old farts can figure this out. Go on to Google Images and go to the, just Google Obama Presidential Center, Obama Presidential Library. It'll come up with something. And I want you to look at it. And then just for fun, send me a text message and you tell me how you would describe it. How would you describe that building? Does it look presidential to you? Because if it does, you might not be a goober. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be back after the news.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
You know, this NFL season, every moment counts. And with TCL, every moment looks better. It's the ultimate season to score, powered by TCL, the official TV partner of the NFL. Picture kickoff on a 75-inch TCL QD Mini LED TV. Brightness, color, motion, unreal. Movies, gaming, everything looks incredible. Right now, save up to 50% on select QD Mini LED models. Shop the deals at TCL.com and find them at all major retailers. Don't just watch the game, own it. TCL, the ultimate season to score.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is welcoming National Guard troops to help the city of Memphis crack down on crime.
The story of crime in Memphis is about to be a story of the past, and that's what we need it to be. That's what this effort is about.
Lee's comments, courtesy of WATN-TV, additional federal law enforcement agents will include some National Guard troops. Haya Panjawi reports President Trump is set to deploy troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured, and several protesters have been charged with assault. Haya Panjawi, Washington.
Sinclair Broadcasting is returning Jimmy Kimmel Live to its ABC stations. In a Friday statement, it announced it's ending its preemption of the late-night show over remarks he made about the killing of Charlie Kirk.
The statement read, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming."
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. New census data refutes a claim that America is systemically racist. Here's correspondent Ken Lord.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
New digital ID cards are making their way to the United Kingdom.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced British citizens and permanent residents will have to produce a mandatory digital identification card in order to get work. The plan will help reduce unauthorised immigration by making it harder for people to work in the underground economy. It will also make it simpler for people to access healthcare, welfare, childcare and other public services. Britain has not had compulsory identity cards for ordinary citizens since shortly after World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court allowing the administration to slash foreign aid payments. The administration is objecting to paying out some $4 billion already appropriated by Congress, and using the rescission process has been seeking to claw back some of that money to help balance the federal budget. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The profit margin on flipping a home these days is now at a 17-year low.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of 25.1% before expenses. That's according to an analysis by Atom, a real estate data company. Rising home prices are driving up acquisition costs, making flipping less profitable. Meanwhile, with many aspiring homeowners priced out of the market, real estate investors are taking up a bigger share of U.S. home sales overall. Ron Taylor reporting.
Private investment firms that are helping finance America's artificial intelligence race and a huge build-out of energy-hungry data centers are getting interested in the local utilities that deliver electricity to regular customers as well. Also, the servers that power all that AI, billions of dollars from such firms, now flowing toward electric utilities in places like New Mexico, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. More from townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. 3 full days of live music on 4 stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
Now, as despicable as Hillary Clinton may be, and I can call her despicable because I know her personally and I've dealt with her before, Barack Obama was truly a Marxist/communist at heart. That's how he was raised. That's what he believes. That's what he taught. And that's what he told us. That's what Michelle Obama, that's what Big Mike told us. Barack Obama told us that, you know, that they, his wing of the Democrat Party, were the people that we've been waiting for. Really? Those are the people I've been fearing. And that we would have to fundamentally transform this country. No, we don't. We need to stick to our foundation, to our fundamental principles. And Michelle Obama, and I think she was shortly taken off the campaign trail after this. And I know this may be ancient history to some of you, but she actually said that Barack Obama, you know, Barack believes that we need to relearn our history. But that's, she didn't mean relearn, like study our history. She means like Animal Farm or Orwell, all of those great writers, that we need to erase our, or Marx and Lenin, that we need to forget our history and learn a new history. It's what Chairman Mao did. It's what the current chairman and general chairman, president of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, does. It's how he was raised. There are some great videos online, by the way, about the background of Xi Jinping, which you ought to go read or watch sometime. It'll teach you a lot about what's going on in communist China. Well, I believe that that wing of the Democrat Party has become the majority of the Democrat Party. Defeating the forces that Trump describes as the radical left lunatics, defeating those forces that are arrayed against this republic, that requires a detailed understanding of who they are. And it's going to require a systematic plan to break up that network and all of those networks. And that's going to require utilizing every method of national power that we have. And I think we have to do it in order to save the republic. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that Trump is doing an amazing thing in terms of, do I think he overreaches sometimes? Yes. Does he sometimes say things that I wish he wouldn't say? Yes. But I've always said, don't take Trump literally, but take him realistically. The biggest initial problem that I think Trump faces in confronting what can now be defined as the radical left, the Marxist wing, the Democrat Party, is a fundamental refusal by our own national security apparatus, our intel agencies, our federal law enforcement, to even recognize who's the president talking about. Do you know that currently the government refers to domestic terror threats in very broad categories? Those categories are things like racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists, animal rights environmentalist violent extremists, abortion-related violent extremists. Those are actual categories in federal statutory code. What I want you to think about those terms, let's just go back to the first one, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists. That category, along with all those other categories, are deliberately written to appear to be content neutral. If I just say racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, well, that could be white supremacists. It could be black supremacists. So on the face of our definition of extremists, it appears to be content neutral. That example of racial or ethnically motivated does legally include both white and black supremacist groups. But the problem is, when it comes to an enforcement, when it comes to practice, the government spends its efforts targeting groups that are perceived, and sometimes actually are, but mostly generally perceived, as white supremacists, and they ignore or at least underemphasize or turn a blind eye to black supremacist groups. So while the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats, the deep state, the administrative state, might claim to target Antifa or similar radical left actors under the, the anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists. Let's put them under that group. In practice, what they emphasize is investigating parents of school board members, or investigating those J6ers, or investigating somebody that attends a Catholic church. They don't really investigate Antifa. they don't really investigate Hezbollah or any other group that's anti-government, anti-American in this country. They don't investigate that. So while federal law enforcement devoted, for example, 12 informants to the Governor Whitmer kidnapping case, remember that case completely collapsed at trial. All the evidence suggests it completely neglected to investigate the John Brown gun clubs, which have conducted numerous armed Antifa attacks on federal offices in multiple spots around the country. So the president's going to have to direct the creation of maybe a far-left violent extremist category, and then, through executive order, tell all of the law enforcement agencies and the intel agencies and the FBI and all the others to implement that definition. They would include all far-left violent extremist categories when it comes to their enforcement activities. Now, while the action name, you know, I don't care about the actual name, but it must explicitly include anti-fascist, anarchist, autonomous Marxist, socialist, Marxist-Leninist, Maoist, communist extremist, and ensure that these distinctions are accurately and defined correctly. That needs to be a directive to law enforcement and the intel groups. Now, that's not radical. That's used by our allies abroad. For example, the German Ministry of the Interior's Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, that ministry in Germany defines far-left extremism precisely the same way, and then it categorizes each subcategory every year in reports that are openly available to the public. Any German can access them and see how they define it, see the groups that they have identified as being extremist and anti-government, and then they can read about report. They can see, similar to Inspector General reports, what has this ministry done, the Ministry of the Interior done, to counter these anti-government organizations? Now, what I find fascinating about this entire discussion is, aren't we all generally anti-government? Yes. At least it's in my DNA. But you go so far that you cross the boundaries of legality. So we came with Michael Brown. I'll explain that next.
Having 4 kids in 4 years changed everything, especially our perspective on food. Suddenly, it wasn't just about what tasted good or what was convenient. It was about where it came from, how it was raised, and whether we could trust it to nourish our family. We spent years reading food labels, asking tough questions, and searching for food that matched our values. But it wasn't easy to find, and we knew we couldn't be the only ones feeling that way. That's why we started Good Ranchers, to make it simple for families like ours and yours to get high-quality, 100% American meat you can trust. Beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, all sourced from local family farms and then delivered straight to your door. Because mealtime should be simple, gathering together should feel good, and feeding your family quality meat should never be something you have to worry about. Visit GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH40 to get $40 off your first order, plus free meat for an entire year. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you listening to the program. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. The podcast name is The Situation with Michael Brown. Go search for that on your podcast app. Once you find it, hit that subscribe button. That will download all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you'll get all the programming that I do 6 days a week. We're talking about this attempt by the Trump administration to target the far left lunatics that are literally ripping our society apart. And the more that Trump does what we voted for, the more radical they get. Now, getting the government to use this new terminology to actually define what we need by racial or ethnic violent extremist groups is going to be difficult. Back in 2021, insiders in the Department of Homeland Security leaked documents about Trump 1.0 trying to require the Department of Homeland Security to use accurate terminology to describe Antifa by creating a category of violent Antifa anarchist extremists. Not surprisingly, the bureaucracy rejected that. So that ends up limiting and derailing the very necessary addition of that language to give law enforcement and the intel communities the guidance they need about what are you looking for. It's also a great lesson in how everybody thinks, and don't get me wrong, the president is the most powerful human on the planet. But, what's my rule about but? Pay attention to what I say. Anytime anybody uses a but, pay attention to the language after the but. He's the most powerful human on earth, but the deep state, the administrative state, the bureaucrats can, by simply just sitting on their hands, virtually prevent a secretary, a deputy secretary, an undersecretary from implementing the agenda of the commander-in-chief. It happens all the time. I watched it happen with Bush. It happens with every president. Now, most likely, the effects are greater with a Republican president than a Democrat president, because the vast majority of those people that work in the deep state, the administrative state, are registered Democrats. A really truly granular understanding of the far left is necessary to understand what our response should be. Now, let me make clear. I thought about this, you know, as I do these segments, I put down in a Word document the titles for Michael to use out in Los Angeles when he puts together the podcast. And for this segment, I've written down, Antifa, Anarchists, Black Lives Matter, Far Left Groups Need to Be Targeted for Illegal Activity. I am not in any fashion saying just go target these groups because they exist. No, we need to define them so that we know when something is being committed, an act is being committed that is in violation of federal law, that we can identify the group that is doing it. And if it can be proven that the group, Antifa, as an organization, or Black Lives Matter as a actual, I don't know whether it's a Delaware corporation or what, but as an actual entity, can be held criminally liable for its members in, I don't know, maybe a RICO, a racketeer-influenced corrupt organization charge. But you can't hold them liable, criminally or otherwise, until you can define who they are. Think about just anarchist, an autonomous Marxist. Those networks dominate what are considered anti-fascist or Antifa activities. And it includes direct action and violent direct action. Things like sabotage, vandalism, doxing, pre-planned violence. And that encompasses both rioting and terrorism, or the assassination of individuals, or the attempted assassination of ICE agents in Dallas, Texas. They label all of American society, both mainstream conservatives and liberalism, and all of our public and constitutional institutions, they label everything as fascist except themselves. Anarchist and autonomous Marxist groups typically get funded by crowdsourcing, mutual aid, local community-based fundraising, NGOs, the money laundering scheme, where, now this is beginning to wane a little bit, but nonetheless it still exists to some degree, where Congress will fund some, you know, organization that's got some really nice, lovey-dovey, kind of cuddly teddy bear name to it. And then what do? Well, they pay themselves big salaries, and then they take that, what's left after they pay themselves big salaries, and they take that money and they funnel it off to different groups, maybe two or three levels of different groups, that are actually anarchist and Marxist groups that are out there committing violence, committing murder, attempted murder. That whole mechanism of funding, go look up sometime the Russian anarchist Peter Kropotkin's theory of organizing. That's what's being used by anarchist and socialist groups to describe how voluntary organizing provides unofficial quasi-governmental services. NGOs are the great example of that. NGOs, and I'm not talking about every NGO, but NGOs that are engaged in this anti-American activity, in these illegal activities, that is actually a Russian anarchist theory put into practice by American organizations. I know your head's hurting right now, isn't it? You don't realize the depth of the evil and the anti-American groups and organizations that exist in this country. Marxist, Marxist-Leninist, Maoist? Just think about that. Be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. 800-444-2013.
The left is rewriting history and indoctrinating America's kids, but PragerU is fighting back, teaching millions of young people the truth about freedom, values, and America's greatness. And they do it for free without taking a dime in government money. PragerU needs people like you to stand and fight with them through your support. Right now, your donation goes three times as far. That's right. Every dollar you give right now will be triple matched. Join the fight. Go to PragerU.com/radio today. That's PragerU.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowery magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Fall Fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What they do is slightly different. They'll create these structures, these organizations, and they really become mass movement organizations. The Communist Party USA, they actually focus on, they're much more businesslike in this sense. They have a greater strategic purpose than the anarchists or the Marxists. They actually have a system of command and control. And those networks are focused on indoctrination, organization, creating networks of community organizations. Does that sound familiar? Who was a community organizer? Oh, yeah, Barack Obama. They put together front groups. Think Chinese Communist Party and all the front groups that they put in place in this country. And then they co-opt independent groups. Through their controlled organizations, what they then do is they infiltrate and they organize large-scale protests, large-scale disruptions, and they'll use different labels and different issues, and whether controlled outright or dominated through infiltrators in key positions of authority, they can operate at a really tiny level, even a local level. and then they can focus on a broad-based or national mass organization, a broad-based or national issue, or even a niche local issue. These particular groups are the most likely of all the far-left extremists to have access to fiscal money sponsorships through which they can access huge amounts of donor funds from progressive tax-free foundations. The Open Society Foundation. So they will then fund certain fiscal sponsors, and those fiscal sponsors will then pass money on to the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. These are bail funds and community groups. And they will take that money, and then they will fund either an Antifa organization or a communist organization, or they will engage in activity by finding, and I can't think of one off the top of my head, but some immigrant organization, for example, that sounds it's the Baptist Men's Association. I want to pick a name that's just like, oh, it must be a really great group. And the Baptist Men's Association is. They do great work in disasters. But they'll pick a group like that sounds very good, like they're doing, wholesome work. And what are they really doing? They're providing bail money, where somebody actually requires bail, which might be kind of unusual, and they bail people out. Imagine an inverted triangle. And that inverted triangle is you have the big groups at top, and that money funnels down to the smaller groups. They're a vertically integrated organization. They're a vertically integrated network. And those are the ones that actually have operational ties to foreign governments, to the Communist Party, either in China or in Russia, or for that matter, Cuba. Think Party for Socialism. They have direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. The Freedom Road Socialist Organization, that's a networked organization that is tied to other Communist parties in China and in Cuba. And then they have organizations that have actually been designated by the federal government as terrorist groups. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Hamas, the Communist Party of the Philippines, the New People's Army. And then you have Russia, Venezuela, Iran, North Korea. They all do exactly the same thing. The tentacles are everywhere. And all these groups have ideological and doctrinal differences. And they actually compete with each other for attention, for money, for recruits. But they do something that our political parties are horrible at. They effectively interact and coordinate through the use of the concept of diversity of tactics, popular fronts. And we, for example, Republicans. Well, you're a rhino. Well, sometimes a rhino is the only person you're going to get. I always use Susan Collins as the example. I don't dislike Susan Collins, but she's not my favorite senator because she really is a rhino. To call her a moderate Republican is, I think, a misuse of that adjective. But nonetheless, she's the only kind of Republican that can probably get elected in the state of Maine. Communists recognize that sometimes you have to bring in other people. Am I saying we need to act like communists? In this regard, I would say yes. We need to build a bigger tent. The communists, the Marxists, are willing to bring in other people that might be on the margins of their true ideology, but they know that they can work on them and maybe eventually convert them. Re-educate them, if you will. Now, I say re-education. I'm not trying to re-educate Susan Collins. I don't want to put her in a re-education camp, but I do want to put political pressure on her. And I do want to put political pressure on the voters of Maine to recognize that, I know you're a bunch of woodsmen, and I know you live up there, and I know you're kind of isolated, and you're kind of far away from the rest of the country, but come on! You can do better than Susan Collins. They take a whole approach, a whole of whatever their organization is. Yes, we're a big tent, and we have different people in here that maybe we don't like on particular issues, but they're still part of the Communist Party USA, for example. If we were to take on these groups, seriously take on these groups, and identify them correctly, and then tell Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, tell John Ratcliffe at the CIA, tell Tulsi Gabbard at the Directorate of National Intelligence that these are the definitions, and we're looking for groups that meet these definitions. And that if your investigations show that they are engaged in illegal activity, including espionage, if it's the CIA, they're engaged in foreign espionage or domestic espionage, which would include Homeland Security and the DNI and the FBI, all their counterterrorism intel departments, and it's illegal, then go after them. We are not doing that, and it is allowing them to proliferate and to do things like get prosecutors elected in districts where they'll allow no cash bail so that people with multiple rap sheets as long as this building is, as long as a city block, to be let go. The guy that killed the Ukrainian woman on the light rail in North Carolina, she would be alive if the judge had simply imposed bail. But no, the judge, maybe the prosecutor too, I don't know, just speculating, that they might be part of these groups that get elected because they get money from these nice-sounding organizations, which are really communist or Marxist fronts, NGOs that help them get elected. And then they implement this kind of policy that what? Rips apart the fabric of our society. And we just let it go. So if we're going to fix this, we're going to have to recognize that some of these charitable organizations, some of these organizations that have nice names, are really fronts for Marxist, communist, socialist that are trying to rip apart the country. Trump's got to do this. Charity fraud investigations against far-left extremist organizations? Well, that actually has played a key role in Georgia and Virginia. Civil rights enforcement is likely going to be necessary in different situations, but it's going to have to be enforcement nonetheless. Without any enforcement, they'll continue to proliferate, continue to raise money, and to continue to, at arm's length, engage in illegal activity. It's kind of like when we do drug busts, how many movies have you seen, for example, where they identify the pusher in the neighborhood, but they go to the pusher or they watch the pusher because that's not who they really want. They don't even want the next level up. They want the direct source. That's how we need to start approaching these organizations. And then, under Title 18, Chapter 115 of the U.S. Code, then we can engage in prosecution for certain things. I'll describe that next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. 18, section 115. Next.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
You know, this NFL season, every moment counts. And with TCL, every moment looks better. It's the ultimate season to score, powered by TCL, the official TV partner of the NFL. Picture kickoff on a 75-inch TCL QD Mini LED TV. Brightness, color, motion, unreal. Movies, gaming, everything looks incredible. Right now, save up to 50% on select QD Mini LED models. Shop the deals at TCL. TCL.com and find them at all major retailers. Don't just watch the game, own it. TCL, the ultimate season to score.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to listen, if you like what we do on the weekday, the weekend program, you can listen weekdays on your iHeart app. That is when it's working. I've seen your text messages. Yeah, I don't know what's going on today. But on your iHeart app, you can set a preset. I want you to set this preset. Find the station in Denver, 630 KHOW. And then you can listen to me live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Now, those of you on the left coast, I know that's going to be pretty early, 5 a.m., but, you know, you can lay in bed, you know, half drunk and still listen. That's probably the best way to listen to me anyway, is half drunk. Back to Title 18, Chapter 115 of the U.S. Penal Criminal Code. That section of the criminal code is aimed at groups that are engaged in seditious conspiracy or engaged in direct advocacy for the overthrow of the U.S. government. Well, using that code may at some point prove necessary. Now, that option, I fully understand, is going to provoke an aggressive legal challenge. Why? Because those particular statutes have rarely, if ever, been used, and primarily because of Supreme Court decisions beginning back in 1957, a lot of which was in response to the McCarthy era. But just having the challenge, I forget what the subject was this week, But I made the comment something to the effect that whatever that issue was, it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, and I'm fine with that because it's time that we reevaluate some of the precedent. And as long as we have a somewhat solid majority on the court, this would be the time to look at those old cases and see if it isn't time to change it. Oh, I know what it was. It was in referral to the president's ability to fire people. Well, I get it to the court. Get that to the Supreme Court, and let's see if we can overrule a case that dates back to 1935 that says that the president cannot fire people that are part of these so-called independent agencies like the FTC and the FCC. Congress just created that, and president after president after president has let Congress establish these so-called independent agencies, and they're still part of the executive branch. We don't have a fourth branch of government called the independent agencies. So I want that eventually challenged, and the Supreme Court case from the 1930s that allowed that to occur needs to be overturned, and Congress, if Congress doesn't like what the Supreme Court says, then you go enact the law and follow the law and make them a part of the executive branch, which they technically are. Well, anyway, back to these Chapter 115 of Title 18. These seditious conspiracy and statutes against the overthrow of the U.S. government have just languished. Well, the Department of Justice ought to consider pursuing either material support or accessory charges against, you know, websites that do crowdfunding or organizations that negligently or purposely assist Antifa groups in raising funds for items, materials, or actions that are used in the commission of terrorist acts or criminal acts. They might be crowdfunding for weapons, armor, shields, face masks, or the cash needed to keep the extremists viable and active. It's going to take a lot of work. But that's what, you know, people ask, well, why aren't we doing this? One, you've got to direct. I mean, the White House Counsel's Office, in coordination with the Department of Justice, is going to have to draft executive orders or at least policy statements from the president that says, here's how we're going to define these groups. And if they're found to be engaging in illegal activity, then we're going to pursue and prosecute them. Now, that prosecution is going to cause whiplash, because those who have been accustomed for decades now of getting taxpayer money or money from groups from overseas organizations that are engaged in trying to rip this country apart, holding them accountable is going to cause all sorts of lawfare, all sorts of legal challenges. But that's kind of what I voted for, to upend this just malaise that we have been in of never challenging. And I know it's going to take time. And Trump only has, what, 3.5 years left, less than 3.5 years left, which gets back to the politics of everything. And that means that we have to be engaged to make sure that 4 years in the 2028 election, that another Republican wins. Is that J.D. Vance? That's fine with me. Is it Marco Rubio? That's fine with me. But someone who will carry on this agenda, because it's going to take more than one presidential cycle to get it done. People get mad, and then they get mad at me. Well, I want it done today. Well, I'd like to have it done today. We don't live in a dictatorship. We still have due process. We still have the rule of law, and we still have politics. So if you brush all of this off because it's, oh, Michael, this is just too hard, and it's just going to take too long, well, then you're part of the problem. Because it is hard, and it is going to take time. And it means you have to remain heavily involved in politics. And that's, it's not just at the federal level. It's at all levels. For example, do I really have to say this? In Des Moines, Iowa, you have sat on your duff while an illegal alien served since, what was it, 2017 or something, as your superintendent of schools. He's been paid millions of dollars, set to get a raise up to, I think, over $200,000 a year. And you're telling me that local politics isn't important? How did that guy survive? Because in this country, yeah, I'm picking on you, Des Moines. In this country, when we fail to recognize that the local politics is as important as the national politics, that's what you get. You get an illegal alien who carries around a Glock 19, a hunting knife, and $3,000 in cash, which tells me he knew that he was violating the law, he knew that he was living off the taxpayers, and he knew at any moment that that whole act might come crashing down. Indeed it did, and he goes, runs away in his car, hides in a bush, finally gets arrested. If I were Des Moines, I'd be kind of embarrassed. And that's not to say that a similar story couldn't pop up right here in Denver sometime. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. So don't tell me that politics isn't important. It's amazingly important. And this weekend, Des Moines, it's your turn to stand out as the example of why. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today. Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $5,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local businesses.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.